the Goyim Shachris, people in the morning, Livne, people on the west side, the Yarvis by night, Livne, people on the east side, Livne Shektani, the moon is very small next to its Chidushay. So you can't always see it. So which Chag is this? This is Rosh Hashanah. Oksiv, the Pasuk says, Ki Chayk Li Yisrael Hu, Nishbat Alekei Yaakov, the Kosh Baruch Hu judges the world on Rosh Hashanah. Chavshanah Mishnah says Rosh Hashanah Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah Lishonim, means for the din that Hashem has done the whole world on Rosh Hashanah.
It's the name Arav, Yarav is the name Mizrach. Lefi Shektan Hi Samach Lechidusha.
Yeah. Means the Zalat
says it's a shofar, and shofar, you know, you blow on Tishrei, therefore Rosh Hashanah is on Tishrei also.
Yeah.
Then there's this little, that's so posh, I don't believe it. The Shas is the Kasha, Monashach, the Dashav and the Posik, Tikku, Bachodi, Shofar. So right away, we know we blow Shofar from Rosh Hashanah. So right away, you know it's Rosh Hashanah. And what do you have to dash in? Bachesli Yom Chagenu. Ezechak Shah, Kazim Chesliboy, what do you have to have this old Rosh for? It says Shofar, we know you blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So he says, could be Shofar means for different blowing, could be Shofar means not for Rosh Hashanah. Maybe it's talking about different blowing.
Yeah, good.
Okay. Push it right here. It says Shofar, and Shofar, we know we blow on Tishrei. Talking about Rabbanim, the post says Ki Chayk Li Yisrael Hu. It's a Chayk for the Klal Yisrael, and then it says Mishpat L'Kei Yaakov. It's a Mishpat for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Melamed, what does it mean? Shein Bezdin Shomala Nichnasim Ladin. In Shemayim, they don't come to give din on Rosh Hashanah. Elim came Kitchu Bezdin Shomata Tachodish. Until first on this world, Bezdin was Mekadesh Tachodish. First, Bezdin has to say it's Rosh Hashanah Tishrei. It's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. When it becomes Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, that's when the Kodesh Baruch Hu in Shemayim comes and gives in. That's called Kuchayk Li Yisraelu. First, Klal Yisrael has to make the Rosh Chodesh, has to make a Tishrei. Then it's Mishpat L'Kei Yaakov. Then the Kodesh Baruch Hu starts to give a Mishpat in Shemayim. Rosh Hashanah Kama, Im Kovu Yisrael Es Chayk HaChodesh. If Klal Yisrael makes the Rosh Chodesh, Yeh Mishpat L'Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then the Kodesh Baruch Hu comes and gives Mishpat. Now, my time will learn, what does the pasuk mean? Only Tanya. Tanya, the little boy says like this. The pasuk says, Ki chayk li Yisrael hu. Is only yedal li Yisrael. We only know that Hashem gives judgment to Klal Yisrael on Rosh Hashanah. The Yumah Salim in there, and how do we know that Kodesh Baruch Hu even judges all the Goyim also on Rosh Hashanah? Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, Mishpat al-Lakei Yaakov. If the Mishpat al-Lakei Yaakov means to anybody, anybody that Kodesh Baruch Hu is over, it's a Mishpat. In K Matam Lermik Yichot Yisrael, why does it say that it's only a mishpat for Klal Yisrael? If a Lekei Yaakov, a Kodesh Baruch Hu makes the mishpat upon everybody, why is the person going to say Yisrael? So Malam comes to teach us She Yisrael Nichnasim Tchila Ledin. That Klal Yisrael have this chiz, they get the judgment first on Rosh Hashanah before all the goyim get their judgment. So what's the chiddush? What's the mile of going first? The Mor says yes, it's a big mile. It's something good. Kidurav Chizda. The Yomer Rav Chizda says, Melech v'tzibur. Let's say there's a question of a king to get judgment and a regular Yisrael, the tzibur, the everybody to get mishpat. Who goes first on Rosh Hashanah? So Rav Chizda says, you should know, Melech nisna tchila. It's for sure a tzibur that the king gets a judgment first. Nisna tchila ledin. He goes the first to get judgment. Why? Shenema, the Pasuk says, Mishpat avdoi and mishpat amai. That first is the mishpat is avdoi, which means going on Shleim Melech. Then it says a Mishpat Le'amoy. But in more of my time, like, what's so great about getting your judgment first? What's so great? Why does the king go first? He boy same one svar is Lavuch Arya Lameka Malkav Roy. It's not nice that the king should have to be outside waiting. No, it's a svar, you go first. Same thing, Klal Yisrael, it's not nice to be waiting outside when the Goyim go. So for sure Hashem lets Klal Yisrael go first, and then goes the Goyim. The boy is saying another svar is why it's good to go first. Makme delay first charoina before Hakadosh Baruch Hu gets very angry in Rosh Hashanah. So Rashi explains delay first charoina the shvil avoinu tibur. In other words, when Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives judgment to the whole Klal Yisrael, the more people go by, the summer, the more averus were done, and the more Hashem sees that Klal Yisrael did so many averus, the more Hashem gets angry. And when Hakadosh Baruch Hu is, the more angry he is. When it comes to your judgment, you get a worse judgment because of that. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu is ready in a bad mood. Therefore, about it, the Svara, you should be first in line to get your judgment first on Rosh Hashanah. So they said that the more chashuv you are, the bigger of a tzaddik you are, the first in line you are to get your mishpat. Because there's a skula to get your mishpat first, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets very angry. But once Hashem is angry already, then your mishpat won't be so good. So Rav Yitzchak Petterberg says that we'll see later in the Gemara, a marshal of B'nai Moran, that everybody gets his judgment on Rosh Hashanah one after another. The Gemara says a few mishom, there are a few different examples of what it means. One, he says it's a line of all the animals line up. The animals go down the line one after another, just like in a small bridge that only one animal can go through. That's the marshal everybody goes through. So he explains it there. And then another case is, another person, no, people walking through. I'll have to look up there. Well, the kid explains here that one of the Mishalim is a Pashut talking, first come, first serve. First come, first serve. Whoever is first in the line, they have a right to go through first. So that's the marshal for your Rosh Hashanah also. Whoever puts himself on line to get Mishpat first, he'll be zerka to get the Mishpat first in Rosh Hashanah. And our Gemara is saying here now, it's a skula to get your din as early as possible. So how do you put yourself on line first? He says, whoever's Mechen, whoever throughout the Chodesh of Elul prepares himself and does better mitzvah, learns more, does more mitzvahs, you prepare yourself for Rosh Hashanah, that's the way you put yourself online. So the earlier you know that you start preparing yourself for Rosh Hashanah, that's the way to put yourself online first, and when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, you'll be zeichah to get your din first. Now the Gemara says there's a skula to get your din first before Kodesh Baruch Hu gets angry. Right, then the Lashmitim. Our Mishnah says another Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei is Lashmita. Minolan, how do we know this? And how do we know that Shemitah starts on Rosh Chodesh to Tishrei? The Pasuk says, "Uvashono Hashvi'is," on the seventh year, Shabbos, Shabbos, and Yilot, that on Shemitah, the seventh year, you should rest. The Goma Shona Shona Matishrei. It says here, "Uvashono Hashvi'is," the seventh year. So we learn out the word Shona from Shona that says by Tishrei. The Chiv, it says by Tishrei, by Rosh Hashanah, Meireshis Hashanah, from the beginning, the Atzofer. Since the word Bereshit Hashanah on Tishrei, therefore also Shemitah starts on Tishrei. For the Gemara of Aligma, Shana, Shana, and Nisan, let's learn out already, maybe Shemitah starts on that year, or Nisan maybe it starts. The Ephesians, the Pesach says by Nisan, Rishonu Lachem, Lechotche Hashanah. This is the beginning of the new months of the year. So who you see, it's called Rishon, or Lechotche Hashanah is Nisan. So how do you know they said the word of Hashanah Hashviyas? By Shemitah means Tishrei, maybe by Shona Shvius means Nisan. And the Gemara Poshet, Donin Shona Sheni Mochadoshim, Mishona Sheni Mochadoshim. I learn that the word that says by Shemitah, Uva Shona Hashvius, it just talks about the year. It doesn't mention a word about the month. From the Pasuk of Rosh Hashanah, it also talks about the year, not about the month. It says, Mereshis Hashanah, it just talks about the year. Mashenkin by Nisan talks about the year in contrast to the month. It says this is the beginning of the month. So therefore, since it mentioned months there, I don't learn out Shemitah from Nisan, but rather learn it out from Rosh Hashanah that only says the year, not the month. The Yendon in Shana, Sheni Mochadoshim, like a Shemitah, Mishana Sheshi Mochadoshim. I don't learn it out from Nisan, which there it mentions months also. So the Shemitah means for Shemitah year, the seventh year starts on Tishrei. Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, that's the beginning of the Yisra of Shemitah. You're not allowed to plow in the grounds anymore, you can't plant anymore. That's the Yisra Shemitah starts on Rosh Hashanah. Then the Mishnah says, Ulu Yevus also. Yevus, when does the Yisra Yevus start? It starts on Rosh Hashanah Tishrei. Fred the Gemara, Yevus b'yechev Tishrei who? Is it true that Yevus starts on Rosh Hashanah, on the Echev Tishrei? Fred the Gemara, b'yud b'tishrei who? It starts on Yom Kippur. The Echtiv, the Pasuk says, Vayoyim HaKippurim Taviru Shofar. On Yom Kippur, you're supposed to blow the shofar on Yovel. So Mashma, Yovel first starts on Yom Kippur, not on Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara, Mani again, Rabbi Shmuel Benoi, Sherab Yechim Abruki. Our Mishpat, we said before, goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. The Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, V'kidashtem Eshnas HaChemishim Shona. You're supposed to be Mekadosh Yovel the 50th year. After you count 49 years, 7 times Shemitah, the 50th year is Yovel. Now, Ma Talmud Loima, what does the Pasuk say it for? The Kedash to Mishnah Sachemishim Shona, what does the Pasuk have to say it for? Yeah. The Free Shenem, because the Pasuk says, the Yom HaKippur. It says on Yom Kippur. is Yochol Loi Dehei Miskadesh Eselim Yom Kippur. Since the post before says the Yom Kippurim Taviu Shofar on Yom Kippur, you blow the shofar to call it Yovel. So maybe Yovel for you call Dror. Maybe Yovel first starts in Yom Kippur. Mielach from then on. Talmud Loima, that's what this pasuk says. No, v'kidashtem eshnas achamishim. That means melamed shemiskadeshes v'oleches mitchilosa. From the beginning of the year, on Rosh Hashanah of that year, the 50th year, that's when it has already the dinim of Yovel. Not on Yom Kippur, but before on Rosh Hashanah. Mikan from here, Omer Rabbi Yishmol b'neshem revchem memruka, Rosh Hashanah ad Yom Kippurim. From Rosh Hashanah of the 50th year until Yom Kippur, the loch is like this. Lo hoyu avodim niftaron abateim. True. The avodim, you didn't blow the shofar, it's not called dror, the avodim can't go home yet. But still, v'loi nishtav din ladenayim. It's called already the year of Yovel from Rosh Hashanah, that you're not allowed to work with your slaves anymore. Ella, what's these 10 days period? What happens from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur, or the beginning of the 50th year? Oichlim v'shoysim, they stay and eat and drink. Osmechim and happy, because they know they're going to be freed right away. V'tvaseim v'shayim, they're already wearing their crowns. Then there's these 10 days, it's a waiting period. They don't have to work, because they've already started Yovel. But it's not a complete cheres yet, until Kivon Shigia Yom Kippur, as soon as it becomes Yom Kippur on the 50th year, Tikkul Bezdin b'Shofar, Bezdin then blows the Shofar on Yovel, Niftoru Avdeyem Lebeteyem. That's the time when the Avodim then go home free. He saw the Eved Ivri goes home free by Yovel. V'sodois Chayzus Lebaleyim. And if you bought Karka, we say, or a house, you only allowed to buy it up until Yovel. When it becomes Yovel, it goes back to the original owner. So both halachas apply. At the beginning of the Rosh Hashanah that year, it has a din Yovel. The avodim stop working, Rabbi Shmuel holds. That's this pasuk, v'kidashtem mishnas hachamishim shana. The beginning of the 50th year has kedusha, the avodim have a right to stop working. Just they don't go out free completely until you blow the shofar on Yom Kippur. But the kedusha starts already on Rosh Hashanah of the 50th year. For Rabbonin, what do Rabbonin need to do? They say no, there's no kedusha Yovel, there's no din Yovel until Yom Kippur. On Rosh Hashanah, the avodim still have to work. He says, Shonim matam mekadosh, v'yatam mekadosh chadoshim. You're only mekadosh the year. This 50th year is kadosh, but not the month. Torah doesn't say the month. It's not the beginning of the month. It's totally takon Yom Kippur, not the beginning of the month. Tan yidav, we're another brayser. Yovel hi. The pasuk says Yovel hi. Matam leim. Why does the pasuk have to say Yovel hi? The 50th year is Yovel. Talmud leim lefishin nebo. The pasuk says, you have to be Mekadesh the 50th year. If the 7 years of Shemitah, if the 49, the 50th year, you have to make a Kaddish. Yochel, I would have thought, Kishem Shem is Kaddishes V'Lechus Mitchilosa, just like at the beginning of the year it has Kedusha. Kach Miskadeshes V'Lechus V'Saifom, the same thing at the end of the next year, the 51st year. I would have thought until Yom Kippur, those first 10 days it has Kedusha. The Alta time, and don't be wondered about this. Shere Masifim Mechol Al HaKadosh. There's such an Indian to be Masif, to put more Kedusha on Chol. So maybe just like the beginning of the 50th year, the Kedushas Yovel starts from Rosh Hashanah even until Yom Kippur. Maybe he was in it first ends the next Yom Kippur. The next Rosh Hashanah, those first 10 days, maybe still have Kedusha. Talmud Loima, therefore the Pasuk says no. Yovel Hi Shana Sachamishim Shana. You should know the 50th year, that's the only year that has Kedusha. Ma'ashen kein, shenas ha-chamishim at the Mekadosh. But the at the Mekadosh, shenas ha-chamishim v'yachas. You know, when it starts the 51st year, as soon as it becomes Rosh Hashanah, even though it's not Yom Kippur yet, it doesn't have any Kedushas Yovel. Kedushas Yovel first ends clearly at the end of the year. The 50th year has Kedusha. The Kedusha does not go into the 51st year. That's this Rosh of Yovel Hi Shnas HaChemishim Shonam. It's only the 50th year that has Kedusha and not the 51st year. Rosh HaTamalei Me Yovel Hi Me Yuti. It's like a Miyat to know only the 50th year and not the 51st year. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, again, we'll start over again from the Avches Amid Bey is the first line on the bottom of the big lines. It says, "Go to Rav Shmuel ben Shmuel ben Brukehi." The Tanya we learned. The pasuk says, "V'kidashte meshnas achemishim shana." You should be mekadosh the 50th year. Now, matam loyma. What's the chiddush of this pasuk? We're talking about Yovel. The fi shenema, because the pasuk says, "V'yom ha kippur." In other words, we know that on Yom Kippur you have to blow the shofar to make yovel. Yochel, I would think loyte miskadesh es elam Yom Kippur v'yelech. The whole kedusha is only chal first on Yom Kippur when you blow the shofar of yovel, but not before that. Talmud Loima, therefore the pasuk says no. V'kidashtem heshnas hachamishim. You have to be mikadesh the 50th year. That means melamed. We learn out from here she miskadesh es v'yeleches mitchilosa. That the Kedusha of Yovel is Chal right away at the beginning of the year. You're not allowed to plant, you're not allowed to be chorish from the beginning of the year. Mikan from here, Omer Rabbi Yishmael ben Rabbi Yechon ben Bruka, that from Rosh Hashanah ad Yom HaKippurim, you should know from Rosh Hashanah of Yovel up until Yom Kippur, Lohoyu Avodim Niftaron Labatayim. True, the Avodim did not go home to the houses yet. So free, they can't go home yet. That you have to wait till Yom Kippur till they blow the shofar. But you should know, they don't have to work for the masters either. In other words, when it becomes Rosh Hashanah, on the 50th year of Yovel, the Avodim have right to stop working. They can eat, they drink, they're very happy. If they want to, they can put the crown on top of the head, like they know they're going to go home soon, so they can start now to be happy already. Rashi says, they can already wear the hat, as if to show that we're going out free. But Kivan Shagia Yom Kippur, as soon as it becomes that Yom Kippur, Tikul Bezdin B'Shofar, the Bezdin then blows the Shofar on Yovel on Yom Kippur, then Niftu Avdei L'Bateim, that's when the Avodim go home. V'Sodois Chazeres L'Baleim, and that's when the fields also go back to their original owner. When you sell a field or a house, you only sell it up until Yovel. When Yovel goes back. For the Gemara of Rabbonin, what did Rabbonin do with this Pasuk? Of the Kiddashta Meshnas Achamishim Shana, what's the Chiddush here? The Rabbonin say that Yovel first starts from Yom Kippur. It doesn't start from Rosh Hashanah. So what's the Chiddush here, the Pasuk, that the Kiddashta Meshnas Achamishim Shana, it first starts from Yom Kippur? The Gemara says, Rabbonin Darshan, that Shonim Atam Mekadosh, Vi Atam Mekadosh Kadoshim. It's a new halacha we'll have later on the Chav Dalet. Rashi says, he holds you could be Mekadosh the Chodesh even if you don't see the Levona. And we hold not like that. You can't be Mekadosh the Levona unless you see it. And he learns it out from this Pasuk here. Here's that's a sugi later, we'll see later. But the Rabbanan used this Pasuk, we kiddashed him, that you have to be Mekadosh it by the Chodesh, by seeing the Levona. Hey, Shona Mata Mekadosh, no matter what. But we are to Mekadosh Chadoshim. To Mekadosh Chodesh is only when you see the Levona. Moratan Yidich, we learned another Braisa. The Pasuk says, Yovel Hi. The 50th year is Yovel. Ma Talmud Loima. What's the Chiddush Yovel Hi? It's Yovel. Pshit, it's Yovel. Loima, Ma Talmud Loima. Lefi Shenema. Because the Pasuk says, Vekidash Temesh Nasa Chemishim. You should be Mekadosh the 50th year. Yochel, I would have thought. That kishem shem is kadeshes for aleches mitchiloso, just like we say now, the kedusha starts according to Rabbi Yishmael's din. It starts from Rosh Hashanah at the beginning of the year. So there's little teisvis, like it doesn't only start from Yom Kippur, but it starts from Rosh Hashanah. There's little 10 days teisvis. Is kach the same way I would have thought miskadeshes for aleches b'seifer, that at the end of the 50th year, going into the 51st year, there's also a little bit of the kedusha. So Rashi says that means achar Rosh Hashanah. That the Kedusha should continue on up until Yom Kippur of the 51st year. In other words, the 51st year from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur, maybe it also has Kedusha of Yovel, you can't work on the Karka. The Yal Tatam, and don't wonder to say such a thing like that. There is such a mitzvah like that, we'll soon see. The Psukim of the Ninya of Taisvis Kedusha. Taisvis Shabbos, be Mekabel Shabbos early. Taisvis Yom Kippurim, be Mekabel Yom Kippur early. So maybe I would have thought there's an Indian of Taisvis, Yovel also. Talmud Leima, therefore the Pasuk says no. Yovel hi shnas achemishim shana. That means, Yovel hi shnas achemishim. That the 50th year, that's Yovel. So we dash in shnas achemishim at the Mekadosh. You should know you only Mekadosh the 50th year. But the 51st year doesn't have any Kedusha at all. That's the drush here. Yovel hi. The 50th year has the Kedusha. But as soon as it becomes the beginning of the 51st year, even right after Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur, there's no Kedusha at all.